I'm so proud.
And anybody heard anything from Ice Mike?
He was on the down in Dallas. Big Mike on the mic. He's down there sweating down. He ain't on no mic.
Blue Tuesday.
All right, Brother Blue, what say you?
Brother Blue, how do you do? Good morning, brothers. Brother Larry Lewis, 2nd District, Delta Upsilon Chapter. Good morning, Brother Lewis. Good morning, brothers.
Good morning, brothers. Brother Harold, 2nd District.
Good morning, Brother Harold.
Good morning, Brother Harold. Hope you don't mind. Hark to Harold.
Hey, that's our chapter.
Right on, Brother Gumby.
Blue Tuesday.
I feel a song coming, Brother Gumby.
I'm impressed with 6th District.
Oh, Daryl Camp coming there.
Very good, brother.
Brother Camp, sir.
D.C. D.C.
Is Funky Nasso on the line?
I don't think I'd hear him yet.
Yeah, he's on.
Oh, okay. Good. Morning, G.
Yeah, I'm here.
Cap. Morning. What's up, Cap?
Yeah, Val. Hey, Val.
Good morning,
brother. I had fun over at your school yesterday.
Staccato.
Good morning, Brother Graham. Staccato.
Good morning, Brother Graham. Dr. Bishop, Omega Sapphire Fraternity. What a blessing it is to be able to hear your voices and come together for corporate and collective prayer. Brothers, it's such a... It's such a blessing when the Lord has allowed us to be awakened to see the dawn of a new day and behold His brand new mercies. It's refreshing that we can come together in the various and different time zones, but yet touch and agree in this way. As we assemble ourselves in the throne room of God in glory, where we are granted the privilege to cast our cares upon Him, knowing that He cares for us. And each and every morning we come, I'm confident that our voices are like sweet incense into the divine nostrils, that as our prayers ascend to the lofty pinnacles of glory, and God responds in a favorable fashion. Let me acknowledge the presence of the Grand Chaplain, Brother Dr. Walter T. Richardson, and let me also acknowledge the presence of our Grand Basilus, Brother Dr. David Marion, and our immediate past Grand Basilus, who will come now to greet us, Brother Antonio F. Knox, the 40th Grand Basilus. Brothers, in the true Omega Spirit, let's rise and receive him with a hearty amen.
Good morning, brothers. Brothers, I rise in spirit to you. And again, it was a joy this morning coming on the call, hearing you, touching and agreeing, greeting each other from across the country. Reverend Doctor, they put Brother Richardson back on the line for a minute, but I think they're going to take him off. He stood his ground. He's doing well. And as we come together, having fun and talking to each other and checking on each other, keeping our arms around each other, brothers, that's so very important. We can't ever lose the touch of the importance of making sure that we look after each other first. And then as we continue on, as we pray for mankind and we reach out and touch others and make a difference in the lives of other people who can't really speak for themselves, it's the vision that the founders had. It lets us know who we are. And, brothers, I pray that we'll continue being who we are and continue making that difference. Brothers, we have an opportunity. Our young millennials will go out. They're courageous. They'll go out, and they'll take a stand. We have to be that organization that is there for them as far as the guidance and sharing the wisdom and giving them support when they decide that they want to go out and do something to make a difference. And we're the chosen one. We're the ones to be able to do that. So, brothers, please continue being who you are, representing our fraternity, representing our community, and making a difference in both the fraternity and the community. Reverend Doctor, again, I can't thank you and the chaplains, all the prayer warriors enough for the difference that you're making within our communities and within our country. I thank you, and I love you all.
Thank you, Brother Grant. God bless you, and may he continue to anoint you afresh as you go forward. We're excited about the things that he is doing in your life and how you continue to represent this fraternity. And I'm still the longest-serving member to serve on our Supreme Council. now into your 19th year, and I declare to you the best is yet to come. Brothers, we're delighted to have the strong voice of Brother Derek Lott, who shall come now. He is indeed the chaplain for the 9th District. Brother Lott is strong and fervent in his preachment and proclamation. Let's turn our attention to him as he shepherds us into the throne room of God in glory, this sanctity and sacredness of this space where we receive fortification for our faith. Let's greet Brother Lott with a hearty amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Brothers, I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is August 21st, and our reflection and worship theme and title this morning is Then You Will Know. As we look back, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, each shares a common experience. Early in their prophetic ministries, they experience a vision from God that shapes the entire cause of their lives. Ezekiel discovers that the person God can use is awed by the glory of God, available to the Spirit of God, and acting on the Word of God. In signs and symbols, Ezekiel dramatizes the fate awaiting his countrymen. Siege, enslavement, and a very close shave indeed. Indeed, the end is near, and God is going out of his way to be sure that the world knows who is behind it all, the sovereign Lord. As the glory departs from the temple, it is clear that judgment and exile for Judah's leaders cannot be far behind. Far as go the leaders, so go the people. Jerusalem has been unfaithful and fruitless, but God has shown loyal love in the face of their spiritual prostitution, lamenting loudly and repenting of its wicked ways are the only appropriate responses to God's undying love. They are responses that Judah and its pagan neighboring nations desperately need to learn. As we look up, specialization has been defined as the art of learning more and more about less and less. Wisdom comes more from living than from studying, and indeed, it is better to know some of the answers than know all of the questions. There are many things God wants you to know, but perhaps the most important is the truth repeated dozens of times in the book of Ezekiel. You will know that I am the Lord, found in Ezekiel 6 and 7. Whatever else you learn in life will be meaningless unless and until you discover that God exists and reward those who diligently seek him. It's found in Hebrews 11 and 6. Scan back through the chapters you have read in Ezekiel this past week and catalog a few of the things that should have led the people of God to an inescapable conclusion that there is a God and he is not silent. As we look ahead, God is sovereignly in control of what happens in your life, your family, and your nation. Did you know that? If so, what difference does it make? God is holy, totally separate from sin, and totally committed to helping you find power over every sinful habit that still clings to your life. Brothers, did you know that? If so, what is his will for you today? God knows all about you and still loves you unconditionally. Let me say that one more time. God knows all about you, but yet he still loves you unconditionally. And if you knew that, there's nothing he would rather hear than, I love you, Lord, flowing from your heart to his. Have you told him that today? If not, there's no time like the present. This morning, brothers, we want to remember every brother that woke up this morning to stand in the gap for someone else. We thank God for every brother that joined us on this prayer line, on this prayer call. We want to lift up the request of Brother Gumby, who continuously and faithfully pray for all the senior brothers of the fraternity, and remembering the grand officers for all that they do. I also remember the undergrad brothers for all their hard work, and remembering the brothers on this prayer line today. We want to continue in prayer, and I know the request has been made, and also Brother Ray Johnson has given a praise report. We continually praying for Brother Ray Johnson that God bless him with the employment desire of his heart. And he also gives the report that the interview went well. So we're praising God for favor. We want to continue to pray for the request of Brother Reverend Dr. James Edward II. We're praying for his wife, Reverend D, as she will be traveling to Richmond, Virginia on Thursday and Friday for a conference. So we're truly thanking God in advance for traveling grace and for her to arrive at her destination safe and sound. Brother Darrell Hicks is praying for one of his oldest childhood friends, Brother Gerald Bruce, Beta 75, who underwent emergency surgery Sunday for blocked intestines. We're also praying for his wife, Sheila, and the family as they go through this traumatic experience. Definitely want to be praying and lifting them up in our prayers. And Brother David Relaford, Brother Chaplin, sent in a prayer request. He would like to request prayer for Brother Robert Wilson and his wife, Charlotte. And Charlotte has been dealing with a multitude of health issues, and Robert is her primary caregiver. We're going to keep them lifted in prayer. He's also asking for prayer for Brother Tamir Davenport and his family, and his mother goes, as his mother goes through the aging process, which has brought on dementia. And we're also praying for his business, that closed doors will open and the anointing of God will permeate our hearts through that business. We're going to lift up prayer and prayer requests from Brother Edie Hall, thanking God that Mary Etta Woodard has been declared cancer-free. That is worthy of all praise, that God has healed her body, and now she is cancer-free. We thank God for that Betty Jean Lucas no longer has a brain tumor, and chemotherapy treatments have shrunk some other tumors in her body. Let's praise God for his healing power. We're going to be praying for Brother Edward Fuller, who is recovering at home following a recent surgical procedure, and Rose Mitchell, who is receiving dialysis treatment at home, and continue prayer for those cancer patients, Zoe Barnes, Rodney Bates, Darnella Gaskin-Born, Malia Spears, praying for Stephen Murphy and Virginia Jackson, who both have myopathy. Continue healing for and recovery from surgery for Johnny Core, Beverly Eaton, and Karen Hunt. Healing from diabetes for his sister, Ava, and continued prayer for former Grand Bachelor, Brother Edward Brannion, and Brother Bernal Coolin as they continue to go through the aging process. And brothers, we want to thank God for each of you, and I also want to lift up my sister in prayer, Sharita Lott, who is continually healing from cancer herself. And brothers, let us bow. Father, we thank you now for this blessed privilege to even just speak with you. Father, we realize that you are a God that sit high, but I thank God that you are still a God that can reach low. And Father, we, every name that has been called on this prayer request, every heart that is on this prayer line, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Move in our lives today, oh God. Give us the direction that we need. Allow us to move about your kingdom, your world, oh God, to touch other lives and win souls for you, oh God. And Father, we purposely ask that you put somebody in our presence today, somebody that need encouragement, somebody that may need to be introduced to you, oh God. Father, we ask that you purposely put them in our lives today, that we can do your will and we can fulfill the promise, oh God. And we say thank you right now. And Father, we pray for the leadership of our fraternity. We pray for our grand marshals. We pray for every grand officer, oh God. And Father, we pray for our undergraduates who are starting school again, oh God. God, we pray that you anoint the campus and you touch their hearts and their lives, oh God, and that everything will be in order. Everything, oh God, will be as you permitted, oh God. God, cover them right now. Cover them with your blood. Cover them with your tender mercies, oh God. And Father, when any one of them are going astray, any one of them falls down, oh God, pick them up and push them in the right direction, oh God. And we'll be so careful to give you all the glory and all the praise. We ask it in Jesus' matchless and merciful name.
Amen.
Have a great day, brother Gumby.